pay cuts, and pay raises. Welcome to the November 5th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released its final rule for physician payments in 2013 last week. First, the bad news. As expected, unless Congress steps in, physicians will take a 26.5% pay cut on January 1st. That's required under Medicare's Sustainable Growth Rate Formula, or SGR. But some doctors will also see some new money from Medicare, thanks to a brand new payment for caring for patients after they're discharged from the hospital or nursing home. Physicians can now bill for emails, phone consults, chart reviews, and other non-face-to-face services in the first month after discharge. Another rule issued last week brings Medicaid pay for certain primary care services up to the level of Medicare's. The pay raise is required under the Affordable Care Act. Family physicians and pediatricians say the increase will encourage more of their ranks to accept Medicaid. That, in turn, will increase access to care and lead to better health and lower costs, they say. The pay parity is only supposed to be for 2013 and 2014 and will cost as much as $10 billion. Family doctors are aiming to convince the government that it's worth extending the program. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Kane, president of the American Academy of Family Physicians.
We think that by increasing these rates, that Medicaid clients will be able to better access primary care and preventive care in the long run. And our hope as an academy is that Medicaid rates won't be just a two-year bump, but will continue in the future.
Dr. Kane also said that AAFP would join other physician groups in letting Congress know that it is imperative to find a way to avoid the SGR pay cut. Congress will have a full agenda when it comes back after the election. A lot riding on the election results, from the fate of the ACA to the future of Medicare. As voters head to their local precincts, a tracking poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows a couple of things. The economy is still critically important to voters, but so is healthcare. Here's Alicia Ault with more.
37% of likely voters said that the 2010 health law was extremely important. But the public, much like doctors, remains divided on the ACA. 38% favor the law, 43% oppose it, and the rest were undecided. The Kaiser poll showed more definitive results on Medicare. More than 60% of likely voters want to see the program continue in its current form rather than move to a premium support or voucher system.
So now we get to figure out just what the election means for health reform. Come back next week and we'll get a start on that. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.